Great Seminars Online is the only clinician-owned continuing education company specializing in geriatric rehabilitation. Amazing instructors like Carol Lewis and Richard Bohannon bring content to life with five-hour courses for PTs, OTs, and SLPs. Check out Gait and Balance or documentation and you'll be hooked. Find out more online at greatseminarsonline.com. Great Seminars Online, maximizing geriatric function.
Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road. Live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast. Recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor and privilege to welcome to the student neighborhood here at the Expo Center at the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida, Dr. Sharon Dunn. Everybody, let's welcome her in the student neighborhood.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
It feels good to be in the student neighborhood.
See, they're just a leader of the profession. Woo! You can put your hands together.
Welcome to my house.
Ooh, I didn't know we were getting a musical interlude. So the deal was we wanted to make sure that you were able to pick the brains of some students here. And you've said before you're not supposed to have favorites in terms of conferences across the country, but which one is your favorite?
My favorite conference is National Student Conclave.
There you go.
And who said I wasn't supposed to have favorites?
I don't know. It's like, you know, it's like three.
As a teacher, I can't have favorites.
Yeah, oh, that wouldn't be good.
No, it's not good.
So I want to welcome you back to the PT Pinecast. They say the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. And this is a pretty happy hour. We've got some students who were out very late last night and then I got up very, very early this morning to make sure they got some good programming and saw you kick this conference off this morning on stage with Justin Moore, who was on the show earlier.
Yep.
And the keynote, Scott Chesney, who's over showing off his row wheels right now, which is pretty cool.
Hey, the keynote was so inspiring. For someone who's in a wheelchair to tell every student in there to find their passion and not give up,
right.
It's an amazing message.
When you hear a guy like that say, nothing is impossible, you know, I'm possible.
I'm possible.
That's his message. I mean, how do you not get inspired, want to run out of the room and just change the PT profession? If your heart rate doesn't increase 30 or 40 beats per minute after listening to a guy like Scott talk, you shouldn't be here.
Absolutely.
All right.
And he said belief was what drove him.
I like that. This was your deal. Last year, you gave me three questions, and I was kind of your roving reporter, and I walked around the National Student Conclave, and I asked the questions for you. And this year, you're like, we want to do the same thing but different, and this way we can make a spectacle out of it, and we can pick some students' brains. So don't be nervous at all.
Jillian is not nervous at all.
All right.
Jillian actually was waiting to get a selfie, and we pulled her over here as the first student to be interviewed. So we have a question for you, Jillian.
All right, so I'm ready. Sharon's gonna fire. So hold on, let's introduce you to everybody. So Jillian, where are you from? What school do you go to?
I'm from Grand Junction, Colorado, but I go to school at Wingate University outside of Charlotte.
And what year are you right now?
I'm a first year.
First year students. You've been a PT student for like 20 minutes here.
I've been a student since January.
Nice. Sharon, floor is yours. What do you want to know about Jillian? What do you want to know?
So Jillian, you've been in school less than a year. To this point, what has been your favorite thing about PT school?
Is it all the tests, right? I don't want to ruin the answer. It's probably the tests.
Oh yeah, I love tests. No, honestly, I went to Next, and I think going to conferences definitely fires up your PT, and you get back to school, and not everyone there has the same fire as you do, but I got to connect with all of these people on Twitter, and I've got to meet all my Twitter friends over the last couple of days, and I think it's keeping that passion, and so, you know, I listen to PT Pinecast almost every morning.
Flattered, thank you.
So it's like finding your own avenues to like develop yourself as a PT to keep that fire and keep that excitement going.
She's a first-year student with
that
answer.
That's amazing.
Can we hear it for Jillian right there?
Yeah.
Real quick, what do you want to ask Sharon Dunn? You got the chance. You're standing right there.
Are you excited to come to Wingate in January?
I'm thrilled to come to Wingate in January. Your program director has some pictures of me, evidently, that is blackmail material, so I've got to do what he wants me to do.
What's something you said you went to the Next convention and now you're here at National Student Conclave. What do you like about this? They're very, very different. What do you like about this one so far?
That it's students. So, like, I get to talk to people from all over the country. I'm the only one from my school that's here.
And I'm the only one? Kudos to you.
And I'm actually with another girl we met on, like, the Google Doc in, like, the physical therapy page. And we're staying at a hotel together, both the only ones. But you get to see the differences in programs and how actually we're all learning the same stuff and you can talk to each other about all these nerdy things that you love to talk about.
Yeah. There are other PT nerds out there, not just in your own program. They're
everywhere.
And you found a bunch of them.
I found a bunch of them.
Through PT Pinecast.
Yeah. You just go on. I mean, you reference Twitter. You got to make sure you throw your Twitter handle out there. What is it?
It's Gilligan, so it has a bunch of G's in the middle. So it's Gilligin.
It's not confusing at all. Thank you for making that completely simple for me. We'll write that down later. But yeah, I mean, you mentioned Twitter. You go online and you can be like voyeuristic and look in on these conversations that are going on. And then you can jump in if you want to. And you can always connect and tweet at somebody and then wind up meeting them. So that's cool. Good on you for being a first year student, be really proactive and coming all the way down here to Florida.
Thank you.
Thank you for being bold.
It's here for Jillian.
Being the first.
All right.
I hope somebody took a picture.
I believe we have a pint glass for you. Only, yes. Of course, when you have a test the next day, it's only orange juice or milk or something out of that. Yeah.
Could be mimosa.
Who's up next? Come on down. Amelia, I like the fact that we've all got name badges. It makes me look brilliant, but Amelia, where are you from?
I'm from Quinnipiac University in Connecticut.
Fun to say, hard to spell. Quinnipiac, yes. Yeah. Sharon, what do you want to know?
First, I want to know what year school you're in.
I'm in my third year of PT school.
Great. On the ledge, about to get out. Nervous at all?
A little bit. I don't know if I want to be a real adult yet, but...
Just to channel a little bit of Adam Sandler, stay in school as long as you can. I just got out. Stay in third grade forever.
I don't think my bank account would like that very much.
No, it won't. But you can keep deferring as long as you're a student. It's just magic money at this point.
The beauty of the career is you can keep changing as you grow, too. You're not ever stuck.
Yeah. So. All right, so what do we want to ask Amelia from Quinnipiac?
A question for Amelia. You're third year and you're just about to get out. What kind of APTA do you need right now and in your immediate future? What do you need from us?
That's a tough question. What do you think?
I think with especially all the financial needs coming out of school, I need a way to practice how I want to practice with autonomy and not have to deal with an employer or a situation that makes me feel like I need to bend ethical rules in order to make the money that I need right now.
You shouldn't ever talk about bending ethical rules in front of the president of the American Physical Therapy Association.
Well,
but you're right.
You shouldn't have to,
right? She would never do that. She's talking about other people who aren't here.
You want to practice in an environment where you can deliver quality care and get paid the value that you're worth to do.
Yes.
And that is exactly what APTA is trying to do through our Integrity in Practice campaign. You can find those resources on the website. But we're also working with policymakers to position the profession favorably in this disrupted healthcare system. So stay tuned and thank you.
Grab a pint glass.
Thanks for being easy on me.
Let's hear it for Amelia. We've got Megan.
Hello.
Megan from Pacific University. Megan, what year are you?
I'm in my third year.
Third year from Pacific University, Megan. And where are you from?
I live in Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. I've heard it's very nice down there. Yeah. All right, Megan, third year Pacific University. What do we think?
First, I want to thank Megan for the picture that she took during the House of Delegates of our new CEO.
It's
an absolutely beautiful picture.
You're welcome.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Megan, what would you change about PT school now that you're on the back end of it? Is there something that you would do differently?
That's a really good question. I think it depends on the program, but I would say for my program, I really liked that we had clinicals early on, and I kind of think that it would be nice to be able to spread that out a little bit more throughout the year. So maybe doing like part-time internships, just really getting out there and starting to get your feet wet, because where I'm at now, I have two long clinical internships left, but I'm still kind of undecided on what I want to do, which isn't a problem.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm 30 years into my career, I still don't know what I want to do. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I guess so. And wherever I end up, I'm sure I'll be very happy. But I really enjoy the interaction with the patient as kind of a way, as an education into yourself and
how you
practice
later. They are the best teachers, aren't they?
Yeah.
The patients.
Megan, thank you very much for dropping by.
Yeah.
Get yourself a parting gift on the way out, too.
Thank you.
I feel
thank
like you. Chuck Woolery. I'm channeling Chuck Woolery. Our next student coming up, her name is Carly. Carly wins the award for most ribbons.
She's a peacock.
Is that the term?
That is.
She is peacocking all
it's
over the place.
A deficiency in the no gene.
Carly from University of Washington. Carly, what year are you right now?
I'm a third year.
Wow, a lot of third years getting ready to spread their wings and fly away. What do we want to know from Carly? What are you thinking?
So, Carly, what are you going to do in your career to put physical therapy on the map?
Ooh, okay. No pressure. The entire field is waiting for you to put it on the map.
I knew she can handle
pressure.
This question. I know Carly.
No pressure.
Get all those ribbons. Of course she can.
I know. Well, you know what? I feel like as a person who can communicate really well and connect with people, I feel that compassion is so important within every facet of life, but especially within medical care. And I feel like bringing forward compassion within physical therapy, within the profession and for our patients, is going to really drive us so far.
We talked earlier on an earlier episode about one-on-one communication. We're talking with Jason, how that is the boots on the ground. That's the rubber meets the road. And if you're going to change a mindset of the patients who might need us, that's the way to do it, because they're also going to talk about that interaction with their family, with their friends, and now you've got a trusted resource telling them stuff. What do you
have? And for their families too. For so many of our patients, they're going through potentially the hardest point in their life for their whole family. To be able to provide really great emotional support in that point, you can really make an impact. You can have a great benefit for their physical well-being, but to really impact them emotionally. I was talking with my aunt, and she told me, I have an emotional relationship with my PT. When he retired, I didn't know what I was gonna do. I got him on the phone and I cried, and I don't know what I'm gonna do. And I was like, we're gonna find you someone else that you can have that emotional connection with, because that is what is important for her.
You didn't volunteer to be her PT? Find her someone else? What are we doing?
You know what? She needs care now.
All right. Okay. That's smart.
So that is where we make the most difference in those one-on-one relationships with our patients. Our keynote speaker talked to it this morning about the physical therapist being so integral to changing his life. His whole affect and mindset about his injury transitioned under the care of his physical therapist. So we are the first healthcare profession that looks for what's right with our patients. When everybody else is looking for what's wrong in healthcare, we're the first to look for what's right. And that brings hope, and hope drives the bus. So that's fantastic.
Carly, thank you very much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Grab
yourself a glass on the way out. Who's up next?
Hi, Jimmy. I'm Beth Horn. I'm a third year at NAU.
Beth Horn. I know who Beth Horn is.
She's all over the place. You have to know who Beth Horn is.
On fire,
yes.
In Arizona.
So what do you want to know from Beth, Sharon? Let's dig deep into Beth's brain.
Ooh.
If you could make the perfect APTA for you and your colleagues, what would that look like?
So I think the perfect APTA for me and my colleagues would be great educational opportunities, awesome engagement opportunities, organization that's collaborative, interconnected, that works together.
Done. No, actually, we're
done
working on
done.
All of that. But that's something that takes continual engagement of our members and non-members to do.
Yeah, so. It's so hard to connect the state and the national level. So I really think that that's like something that would be, in my perfect world, something that happens.
So follow-up question for you, Beth. For people who don't know, Beth Horn is really, really active in the Arizona Student Special Interest Group. What do you find is the best way to approach a student who is not involved? Since you're super involved, you're always pulling students in. What's the best, I don't want to say pitch, but what's the best message that you give out that has the best success rate for bringing someone in?
So I tell them that the APTA has something for everyone, no matter what your interest is. There's student special interest group, there's advocacy opportunities, there's just networking opportunities, there's mentorship opportunities, and I just really find what their interest is, and I connect them with that. I'm involved a lot in the political side of things, so I don't want to bog them down with those details. I just really learn about them and listen about them and connect them to those opportunities.
It sounds like patient care to me.
It's patient care, and there's a place for you at APTA.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Beth Horn.
That sounds good.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Beth. Appreciate it. All right, who's up next? Finally, somebody with a Y chromosome. There we go. Tim. Tim, welcome to the party, man. Tim from The Ohio State University. They always like to hit that The.
The.
Tim, what year are you, man?
I am a second year.
Second year student. First conclave, or?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And been to any of the other conferences as well?
Yeah, this is my fourth conference this year. So I was at Next in June and got the whole national thing going.
Like that very much. All right, yeah. Tim, second year from The Ohio State University.
I've been emailing with your program director already. She's thrilled to see y'all here and getting yourself.
You're going
to
get some points for this,
Larson.
Man.
Oh, yeah. She's happy with how you're representing. If you were in charge of CAPTI, the accrediting agency for physical therapy education programs, what would make the perfect clinical experience?
Yeah, students want to be very involved in their clinicals. It's very difficult to organize so many. What would you do?
I think something that matches up CIs and students together, that pairs both of their interests and their strengths and weaknesses and gets them that relationship going. I think the way that we do clinicals now is very much dependent on setting and location and not really on that kind of the most important part of a clinical is how well the CI and student interact.
Have you had an experience where either positive or negative, where you either get really getting along or maybe not so much?
Yeah, my first clinical was a bit of a rough challenge, kind of getting used to the way my CI practiced.
I like how he says that his eyebrows just go red. He's like, I'm going to soft soap this over a little bit. It was an interesting situation. We won't say who it was.
In the end, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about how I want to practice and how I want to interact with patients. So it was a good learning experience, but I think that matching our interests up better would be more beneficial.
So more one-on-one person-to-person CI to student and less just generic setting. That'd be cool. That'd be a cool way to do that.
Yeah.
You have any questions for Sharon?
I do, actually. Where do you see the profession going, and how, as students, can we prepare ourselves for that?
That's a great question. That's a big question. I see the profession going more into opportunities to participate in your consultative role as a physical therapist instead of only working with your hands and doing procedures. We want you to work smarter and not harder. So with all the knowledge that you have in physical therapy school, you can take that direct to corporations, direct to consumer, share with them what you know, and make your communities better that way, just with your knowledge. And the whole payment system is moving off of volume and procedure-based care onto value and quality.
That's where we're going.
A bright future. Yeah. No more waiting for the opportunity to practice. You're going to go out into your communities and make a difference.
Yeah.
And you guys are prepared and ready to go.
I like that. Thank you very much for dropping by. Just one last thing for you, Tim. O-H.
I-O.
Here we go. Thank you very much for stopping by. My man up next. You not liking that one? Not a Buckeye fan? Where are you from, man?
Grand Rapids, Michigan. But
who are you? Tell me who you are.
My name is Ron Peacock. I'm a second year.
Ron Peacock.
You must be a Michigan fan.
Are you?
I'm that big Michigan fan.
Back those two guys up on purpose.
No SEC in the house yet. Yeah.
But I go to Slippery Rock University, though, so there's a good connection between those schools, too.
So what do we want to know from Ron?
Ron, what is one thing you've already picked up here at NSC that you plan to take home and put into practice immediately?
The big idea, the big concept of being a thriver and not just surviving, because I see a lot of that in first year, second year PT students. They're just bees get DPTs, and that's their mindset, and I definitely want to try to keep people away from that going
you
forward.
You want more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's good. I'm glad you do.
I like that. Throwing a nod to our keynote speaker, Scott Chesney, the thriving, not surviving. Yeah. Really, really getting out of your comfort zone, because as a PT student, a lot of times, you know, I remember first year, I just wanted to keep my head above the water.
Yeah.
You know, but then after that, you're saying, well, if I'm here, I want to put forth all my effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like that's what this is about, that comfort zone. You know, you meet all these new people. For the people that come here by themselves with no classmates, I'm extremely impressed by them, because they don't have a fallback. You know, people that have a few classmates here, if I don't feel like going out there, I'll just lean back on one of them. So I'm impressed by
this. I'll say this too. How many students here, just by a show of hands, had somebody else pay for you to come here? You're on your own dime?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 95% on your own dime. Good on you. You don't have a ton of money just laying around doing nothing, right? No?
I have a trust fund.
You got a trust fund?
Millions.
Bentleys. But students, you know, who...
He's talking to the ladies now.
Yeah.
I didn't have a ton of money when I was still in school. I was sponsored by Ramen Noodles. It's okay. But to come to something like this, you saw value in it. I saw value in it. And we made sure we made it a point to come to something like this.
Yeah. It's life-changing, honestly. It makes you better.
Go Blue.
It's much better.
All right, go Blue. Ron, thanks for dropping by. Appreciate it, man. Who are we talking to next? Come on down. You are the next contestant. Oh, she is ready to go.
Yeah?
Smiling. All right, I'm not being inappropriate. I'm just turning it around. There we go. Katie.
Katie
doesn't say where you're from on here.
I'm from Colorado.
Colorado, where do you go to school?
I go to University of Colorado.
Okay, what year are you?
I'm a first year.
First year? Wow. So just started.
Yep. Yeah.
Liking the ride so far?
Yeah, I love it very much. And Mary Jane Report told us to say hello to you, Sharon.
Awesome. She has been instrumental in helping Colorado become the winner of the Advocacy Challenge for several years in a row.
I feel like if we hang around with you long enough, we just run into people who are having other people say hello.
Tell Mary Jane hello back.
It happens a lot.
Right. Actually, hi, Mary Jane.
There you go. That's it.
You listen to the podcast.
There we go. So what do we want to ask Katie? What do we want to get out of her?
What can APTA do to make you want to be a member for life?
Continue on after student. We see some student membership rates here, and then it kind of drops off as a new professional. What are you looking for?
Right. I think coming to a conference like this really helps me kind of understand how important APTA is for our profession, and just learning what they're doing, you know, for the government, and just making PT a really solid profession is just really inspiring. And so just knowing how much they're doing for our profession makes me want to contribute to the organization even after I'm a student.
I mean, I've said this before on the show, is if you don't row the boat, you can't bitch about where it's going.
Put your paddle in with
us.
Go.
But it sounds like she already got the message as a first-year student. Yeah, it sounds like she got a message as a first-year student. She's named just a couple of the things that the APTA does that maybe not a lot of people do know about. So it doesn't sound like it's a changing what the APTA does issue all the time. Sometimes it's, oh, yeah, we do that.
Yes.
Oh, I would like the APT to do this. We're doing that. Did you know that?
Thank you, Jimmy, for helping us get the word out, because there's so much that we go that goes under the radar. Keep doing what you're doing is what I'm hearing, but also connecting at conferences. This conference is my favorite conference for students.
Yeah.
We're trying to create some energy around the next conference as a landing pad for early career and new professionals, so you guys can congregate again at another conference.
Yeah.
Once you graduate.
Yeah. yeah, this has been a great experience. So
it's good.
Yeah. And I have a question for you, if that's okay.
Perfect.
It's a kind of political question because 'tis the season, but you know, with the election coming up and maybe healthcare is going to go more government-based, what's your kind of idea of where the field will go if government runs care and what physical therapy's role will be?
I'm so glad you didn't ask me who I was voting for.
Oh, no.
I literally, hold on. I had my finger on the button. I was like, oh, my gosh, we've been cut off. I don't know what happened, but all the things just broke down. I don't know what happened.
Did I give you that look? This election is challenging for all Americans, right. I think. So the healthcare reform, regardless of whether you lean Republican or Democrat, healthcare reform has been good for our profession because some of the barriers to access have come down. So patients can access physical therapy without a prescription or a referral from physicians in many of the jurisdictions. So I see that as good for the profession. Who's going to pay for it is the big question.
Right.
So are you going to be in a system where the public can directly access your services because you're the best provider of wellness and movement system expertise? That's great because they can come and pay cash for your services. Or we're going to have a system where you can be a consultant to a corporation and you can negotiate with that corporation for a percentage of the savings that they encounter because of what's going on between your ears.
Right.
Those are great opportunities. So I don't think either party has the perfect answer for healthcare.
Right.
We are the answer, and the United States public is the answer of choosing the best provider.
Got to put them together then. It's like vanilla ice. If you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Yes.
But we got to get them together.
Absolutely. The public and the therapist.
So check out the hook when my DJ revolves it. Katie, thank you very much for dropping by.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
that. Great question.
Thank you.
Thanks for not asking that hard one.
Corey, how we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Where are you from, Corey?
I'm from University of Colorado.
What year are you?
First year.
First year student. I like that. There's a lot of first year students. So let me ask you this. Just how did you decide, even as a first year, this quickly to jump in? Because there's a couple things going on in PT school during the first year.
There's a few.
How'd you decide to, hey, let's go right to a conference?
Well, I think for us, you know, a lot of us came in really energized about it. And there's CSM, there's NSC, and we're like, what do we want to do? And we decided that this would be a good one to just kind of get our feet wet, especially before we have all of our classes, to really, like, get a hold of things before we go to CSM and do a little networking and get re-energized to go back to school. It's fun.
I don't think I knew what the conference were called until my second year. I don't think
you were
I did.
Under the books. Jordan.
I was under. Yeah.
We're a proactive bunch.
I'm very studious. I don't know what you're doing. I was in the library.
Oh, we're doing all the things, but you gotta get it all. Balance, right? That's what they tell us.
Do all the things.
Do all of them. All the things.
What do we want to know from Corey?
All right. So you're a first year student, and y'all started in May?
June, basically.
Beginning of
June.
So you've been there about 4 months.
Yeah.
Are any of your classmates dating each other already?
Ooh. I love the question, Sharon. Just getting right into it. Not to my knowledge. There might be some secret underground things happening,
Keeping it under the radar.
It's like...
You've been there for four months?
4 months. And
it's happening.
It probably is. I know. I'm one of those people that's like, everything's over the head, but you want to keep it on the DL because we spend so much time together that you want to keep things...
Does Katie go to school? Did the girl that just talked?
Oh, yeah. We're
is anybody dating in your program? What's the guy? She said they have a really bad...
Our guy-to-girl ratio is like, I think we have like 50 girls and 15 guys.
That's an awesome ratio.
50 girls. That's right.
That's
awesome.
The best ratio ever. What is wrong with that?
If you're a guy, it's a great ratio, but you know, for us, but it's good. We're staying focused, you know, so.
You guys are going to PT school on The Bachelor.
Basically. Didn't think of it that way.
So, all right, you don't know if anybody's dating.
Yeah.
Should they?
Ooh.
Or shouldn't they? These are the days of our lives.
I know. We spend so much time together that I actually don't think it's a good idea because it's like the second something bad could happen, you're seeing that person every day, 9 hours a day.
It's also called marriage.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's like marriage light.
Marriage light.
But it just costs you $150,000 or something.
That's true. Which I haven't thought of it that way.
What do you want to ask Sharon? You got the APTA president standing right in front of you. What do you want to know?
It's a really serious one. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
What is your spirit animal?
I did not see that one coming.
Labrador Retriever.
Yes.
I love that. That's awesome. That's really good.
I think that's a fantastic answer. I love that answer.
Good.
Appreciate you coming out. Thank you very much for worrying.
They're happy all the time.
Thank you very much.
I know. It's great. I love it.
Thank you.
Who's up next?
That was a serious question.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
Kristen.
Kristen, where are you from?
Also from the University of Colorado.
Did you guys like get a group rate? Did you share an Uber? Good, that's great.
You guys share the
Uber.
And are you also a first year?
What year are you?
I'm also a first year, yeah.
So we've got Kristen. What do we want to know?
Why did you choose physical therapy as a career?
Oh, my goodness. I love everything about physical therapy. I love that we are really about educating our patients to advocate for their own health. I love the rehabilitation side. And also, I feel like this is cliche to say, but the preventative medicine side, I like the wellness. I like, hey, let's take care of these things before you have to have surgery instead of only thinking about physical therapy in the after rehab aspect. I just love everything about it. I actually came from a family of a chiropractor, so that's a little bit funny, but...
That's different.
Yeah, I also have had a lot of physical therapy myself, which I know a lot of people talk about. That's how you got into it, but I think it's great.
That's a good answer. It's better than my answer would have been. I got in for the free goniometers.
Yeah, and they're all over this exhibit hall.
They are all over this exhibit hall.
So you can go get all you want, Jimmy.
Yeah. I'm all over that.
We got those as a welcome present, and now we get little baby ones for measuring in the car.
Very nice. Yeah.
Thank you very much for dropping by. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Working at his orbicularis oris until failure. Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Great seminars and books, driving continuous improvement in geriatric rehabilitation with 20-hour live courses for PTs and OTs, filled with great evidence-based clinical information taught by amazing instructors who bring the material to life. Carol Lewis leads two great hands-on courses in geriatric neurology and orthopedics. Learn more at greatseminarsandbooks.com. Great Seminars and Books, driving continuous improvement in geriatric rehabilitation.
We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. The PT Pinecast, poured by Arias Medical Group. This is the PT Pinecast. Recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, who's up next? We're talking to Chris. Chris, where are you from, my man? University of Wisconsin, Madison.
He's the Badgers. Badger fan. A Badger.
Badgers. What year are we now?
I'm a second year.
Second year Badger.
Second
Sharon,
year Badger.
What do you want to know from the Badger?
I already know all I need to know about is football.
Uh-oh.
he kind of challenged me about the LSU-Wisconsin game, and I lost.
I was told I wasn't supposed to bring that up. It's good you did.
So she brought it up. It's okay.
What is your dream job?
Oh, man. Probably dream job. I'm a big sports guy. Dream job would be working with the St. Louis Cardinals. Probably like a minor league rehab coordinator position, so I can kind of stay in one position, didn't have to travel around. They mm-hmm. kind of come to me, kind of get the players out of the limelight, kind of come down, actually rehab them, get a little more time that way. And then on the side, I would like to have a private practice that I operated, and, you know, so kind of get a little business aspect.
Plan on sleeping at all?
Oh, no, I don't like sleep.
Having a social life? No. But you know what? Aim high, man. Do all the things.
I'm allergic to sleep, so it's not my thing.
So let me ask you a follow-up question. Are you a member of the sports section of the APTA?
Oh, of course. Sports, ortho, private practice.
That's big to see from a second-year student. He's already said, let's join the sections.
I just saw him at the PPS meeting last weekend.
So you're serious about that private practicing. I just thrown that away.
Well, that was in Vegas. That's the main reason I went. But yeah, no. Yeah, no, it was honestly the greatest experience as a student to go to PPS. Greatest crowd to be around, and so much you can learn that they just don't have time to teach you in school. So.
Yeah, and they throw a pretty decent party, I've heard.
Well, what happens there stays there, so I can't hear.
I won't ask it anymore. You got a quick question for Sharon? What do you want to ask?
I do. A little bit that was talked about at PPS. How do you see the transition to value-based care just change the PT realm and perspective?
I think the landscape is changing so that we're going to use our brains more, and I think the public will appreciate better who we are and what we do over what we're doing with our hands. And I'm excited about the landscape. And I'm 30 years into my career, so we've gone from being more of a technical profession to a knowledge-based profession in that span of time. No longer waiting to be told what to do, but actually examining a patient and knowing what their needs are. And I think you guys are going to be able to meet the patient's need when they have it early in the episode of care, yeah, and then not do any more than they need, but not do any less than they need. So we bring the patient what they need, and then our reputation is going to go up because they're going to get better from that kind of care.
And they're just going to tell people.
And you we're going to save downstream costs to the entire system.
Oh, your knee hurts too. I just had that. I just had a great session with my physical therapist. I'm all better now.
Yeah.
That's the way the message spreads. Good question, my man. Appreciate that.
Oh, and one more question. What happened to the LSU in that game?
Oh, that's just mean. That's just mean.
We have a great interim coach, and we're fired up about the Alabama game next week.
Come on down. Kai? Key?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I had a 50-50 shot. It's Key.
You're good. I get that all the time.
Kentucky, one hell. Where do you go to school?
But I'm actually from Somerset Community College in Kentucky.
Okay. And what year are you?
Oh, I'm actually your first year.
Nice. All right, what do we got here?
Key, PTA engagement in the profession,
yes, ma'am,
has begun to increase. What can APTA do for the PTA member to make that explode?
I think the first thing is really education. I feel like a lot of my classmates don't know the full effects of becoming an APTA member, and that's really a big, big frustration on my part. I think it would be awesome to just really just show them, like explain to them, like, hey, if you go to a conference, you get to know a lot about the different benefits of, hey, these are employers. This is what the benefits you can look at. This is like the different places you can work at. Not only just the conferences, but just like connecting with people, just all the people I've met here today, all the awesome people. I met somebody from Eastern Washington, the literal opposite end of the country. I met a guy from Alaska, never met anybody from Alaska. So not only just the networking, but just the excitement of like, hey, like I was telling somebody, this isn't a 9-to-5 job. This isn't something that you just go into the clinic, treat a patient and leave home and not think about it. This is something that you do that you care about. And so I feel like it should bleed over into everything that you do. So if you get fired up thinking about like, hey, I'm really fired about going to work. I'm really fired up about learning more about my profession. Okay, everything's changing. You know, just like, for instance, the evaluation codes. Like, that's just it's a small portion. So I think people should get more fired up about that kind of stuff.
Job, career.
Yes.
Two different things.
It is.
You know, do you go to work or do you go to clinic? You know, sometimes even just changing that language can set things apart.
Yeah, exactly. So, yep.
Fantastic. So you would like us to do more in connecting people?
Yeah.
Venues for connection.
Yeah, and I feel like that's really hard because students, it's easy to get people fired up like, hey, I'm already at the conference. I'm already excited about it. It's the people that aren't here that are like, I don't care about any of this other extra stuff. I don't care. I just want to get through school. And I want to, get a job.
Right.
It's those people we need to get to.
This is the top, I don't know, I'm bad at math. This is the top, 5-10% of the physical therapy students and PTA students in the field. So getting these guys fired up. Yeah. But now you're talking about connecting people. Now it's your job, right, yeah, to go back and spread the message.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So, making it easier for people to connect and understand and learn about this kind of stuff. I feel like it's good to get people, like, especially first years, to get really fired up. I got really lucky because my program director, Dr. Ron Mead, really got me fired up and told me about all these things. I'm like, can I jump on as much as I can? And I knew about it. I talked to other PTA students that had no idea. They don't even know what NSC is. So
you're talking about patient education and how sometimes we think something that we know is just commonplace and it's not.
Yeah. Exactly.
Maybe just let them know
student that education.
Student education. Yeah. Who would have thought?
No, assuming that everyone knows everything. So.
Don't assume. Key, appreciate you dropping by, my man.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, man. Come on down. What's your name?
Regina.
Regina, where are we from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Where do you go to school?
Ever. I go to Sacred Heart University in Connecticut.
Sacred Heart University. And what year are you?
Third year.
Third year on the precipice.
Yes.
I got a thesaurus for Christmas. Precipice. You're about to. Never mind. What do we want to know from Regina?
Third year in a program that does problem-based learning. And
correct.
I know this because we have a faculty member. Actually, our program director is a graduate of Sacred Heart. If you had one thing to change about your PT school experience, what would it be?
Finding out when my clinical is way earlier, so I can plan ahead.
How far ahead are you allowed to find out now?
I found out last week and I start after Christmas, so I feel like that's not that much time.
4 months, 3 months.
Where are you going?
I'm staying in Jersey.
Are you happy about that?
Yeah, I'm happy. I really wanted to get a sports clinical, so I got one with JAG in Jersey. I'm happy with that and I'm excited to start it. So.
Cool. Well, what would you want to ask Sharon if you could ask her a quick question?
Can you help me with my fantasy football team?
She wants you to help her with her picks. Who's your quarterback? Who's your running back? Who's your wide receiver?
I'm in two leagues.
That's a lot.
You should be looking at Dak Prescott if you're not already.
I have him on my bench as a backup. I have Andrew Luck on one of my leagues. I did have Ben Roethlisberger on another one, but he got injured.
Just got the knee injury, yep.
Keel Elliott. So you can tell I'm a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
He's running all over the place this year. Maybe we should do it within the APTA league and see who really would be the best.
I think that would be really fun.
The Antonio Brown touchdown dance.
Yeah. Whenever you're ready to do that, we'll just get a video of that.
PT pack party tonight.
Okay.
Done.
It's on.
And done. Regina, thanks for dropping by.
Nice to meet you.
All right, we got a couple more students, just a couple more chances to talk. Who are we talking to now?
Chase.
Yes. Where we go to school?
Columbia University.
I've heard of that. It's in a city called New York.
Yes, it is.
What year are you at Columbia?
I'm a second year.
Second year at Columbia. Do you know Seth McChesney?
I do. He's a good friend.
I like that guy a lot. We worked together in one of my clinicals. He was a tech, and now he's at Columbia.
Oh, very nice.
Smart dude. Chase, second year, Columbia University.
Chase, what can we do better to get the word out about how great APTA is?
Honestly, continue on the path that we're going on now. I think the best way is to promote it through each program. My program requires me to be a member of the APTA. I think most programs, if not all of them, should do the same thing. I mean, I know it's a little bit of an investment, but the resources are endless, in my opinion, and it's very, very helpful.
I think you said the word investment, though. I think that's it's not a cost.
It's an investment. An investment, absolutely.
The difference.
Because you're getting as much out of it, if not more.
Insurance for your loan debt.
Yeah.
Paying insurance on your loan debt.
What's another way we could get the message out? Like maybe wake up really, really early in the morning and go to the Today Show and stand in the background? Were you one of those Columbia students?
I was. I was at Good Morning America.
Thank you for doing that.
Columbia
that was awesome.
Made a huge
Oh, you're actually on the APTA photo on the banner? Perfect. That was awesome. Nice. Yeah, I talked to Joe the other day, and that's great that you guys woke up really early because, you know, students like to sleep in.
Need to sleep in.
But you got up early and you went down there for the profession. So as a member of the profession, thank you.
The APTA was gracious enough to buy us coffee. So that was
good
for us to get out there.
And in New York, a cup of coffee is not cheap.
No.
Get you the good stuff, the Starbucks, or what?
Well, we went to Dunkin' Donuts, but that's fair coffee.
But for me to wake up and see all that orange on Good Morning America did my heart proud.
Al Roker just hamming it up there in the front. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Thanks very much for asking or answering a question. Cool.
Thank you.
Do we have up next? Oh, Claire, how are we doing? Columbia University. You know Megan? Megan works for the podcast.
Yeah, I know Megan. She's my roommate, so
nice.
I definitely know Megan.
Oh, you know some dirt on Megan.
Yeah.
But we won't ask you those questions.
No, I'll ask you those when the microphones are off.
Okay.
That's okay. So what, first-year student?
First year,
at Columbia University.
Yeah.
So you're just starting.
Yeah.
I like the fact that I wasn't keeping track, but I'm going to say there's more first-year students just talking to us right here.
Yeah.
That's awesome you guys came all this way.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Miami's great. The conference is great. I feel like I've been really networking. My LinkedIn, I'm going to get to 500-plus this weekend. That's my goal.
That's the mark. You have to get to 5. If you're a 499, it tells you that, but if you're 501, you're at 500-plus, you could be 1,000.
That's LinkedIn is 500.
LinkedIn.
What's the mark on Twitter?
You have to at least be 4 digits. You got to at least get to like 1K.
Okay.
We'll work on your Twitter Twitter feed.
Thank you. I need some help on that.
What do we want to ask Claire?
So what's your favorite mode of communication, and how can APTA better reach you?
Well, the joke this weekend has been my love for LinkedIn, but I think I'm pretty much alone in that. The APTA has done a great job through Facebook. I've really connected through that, and CSM's already up there and getting us connected, so I think you're doing a great job.
Sounds like social media is your, you prefer that over email?
Yeah, I mean, I do read my email, but...
Ish?
Ish, yeah, you know, but...
Let me ask you this, why do you prefer LinkedIn? I don't get it, because there's no funny cat pictures at all. There are no funny videos.
No, but it gets you so you know, like, maybe I want to do a clinical and I want to get out of New York. And then...
She's a first-year student doing that already.
That's
yeah,
a business
I'm thinking ahead.
Page.
I'm thinking ahead.
Professionalism
I haven't even really worked on LinkedIn yet.
Then we get linked on LinkedIn, and I see that her best friend has a opening in Ohio, and she gets me that clinical, and that's how you know?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. She wants to go to Ohio. That's what she said.
No, I don't want to go to Ohio. That was just the most random state I could think of.
Everybody from Ohio,
like,
appreciate you saying that. Say hi to Megan for us.
Oh, I will.
And
I
thank
will.
You very much for dropping by and asking Sharon, answering a question
nice
from Sharon.
Nice to meet you.
Alexander. Sir, where are we from, man?
From California, and I'm going to school at the University of Rhode Island as a second year.
Wow, really crossed the country there. URI, second year, Alexander, University of Rhode Island. What do we want to know?
First of all, how cold is it in Rhode Island?
It's not warm.
Oh, it's terrible. I'm not used to the cold at all, and I remember last summer in Rhode Island, I was already wearing a hoodie and a coat and long johns and socks just to try and keep warm. It's something I'm not used to at all.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Absolutely not.
I would never be able to get used to it.
No.
What would you do to improve your student experience so far?
Well, being a part of here is, I think, one of the biggest things, since a lot of times in classes, you get caught up with the meticulous nature of studying the material, trying to understand it. You're just more so focusing on the facts rather than the experience behind being a physical therapist. And I think that being here, engaging with other students that are active in their development, and learning how to think as a physical therapist rather than just memorizing the facts that physical therapists know make all the difference. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad to be here right now and have this opportunity.
Remind you that there are going to be people in front of you eventually, and talking to other students kind of reminds you of that when you hear about their experiences as well.
Because you forget when you're studying a book and all you're looking at is some John Doe that has this problem that has to solve it this way.
It really humanizes things and fires you up. And we've heard that from several students. It really gets you excited.
It absolutely does, yeah. Cool.
Excellent.
I want to say hi to Dr. Dunn. I've met a lot of your students. They are great. Dr. Tinsley is actually one of our pharmacology professors for online for URI.
And she's very easy, right? Easy pharmacology teacher. No, I know better.
Yeah.
I had students lined up outside my door the other day crying over one of Dr. Tinsley's tests. So,
oh, no kidding.
Good job.
I'm glad to have her as a professor since she seems so knowledgeable. And when it comes to our review sessions and it's actively engaged in that way, she can jump back and forth between topics without skipping a beat.
She is a great teacher.
I'll make sure she hears this. We'll get a couple points on the next test, all right?
No problem. Make sure she hears it.
No problem. Alexander, thanks for stopping by, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Alexander.
Who's next? We got a couple more students. We're looking at Mike. Yep. Mike, where do you go to school, man?
Mike Carney from Norwalk Community College, first semester PTA student in Connecticut.
Excellent, Connecticut. First year PTA student. What do you want to know? Pick his brain.
Outside of school, outside of your PTA program, what's your favorite thing to do?
My favorite thing to do? Well, actually, I've been a gymnast my whole life, so I coach gymnastics as well. And I have a passion for physical therapy, obviously, but, you know, I've always had a passion for gymnastics. And I feel like, you know, that's actually how I got into physical therapy in the first place was I was a gymnast and I went through my own injuries. You know, I went through physical therapy and it was something that the physical therapist told me to do this. And I was like, that's what I'm doing. And I saw the progress made and, you know, I was able to be successful in that. So it's, you know, that's kind of where my drive comes from. You know, it's something that I can really invest in and believe in.
It's a great parallel, right?
Yeah.
Gymnastics and how the body moves and how the body works.
And it's kind of cool to, I feel like I have a good sense of my body, like kinesthetically, and to be able to, you know, take the scientific foundations and then transpose that into the clinic. Just in coaching gymnastics too, a lot of times, you know, I'll think of different ways to give cues to my gymnasts just to get them to think about the movements that they're doing, you know, like, you know, bringing your belly button in back towards your spine for, you know, posterior pelvic tilt, just little things like that.
That's great.
That really helps me just to practice that with my own gymnast. And
quick question for you. So being a PTA student, you're in the minority here. So who are you connecting with? Do you seek out other PTA students to talk to at this conference? Or do you just look for someone who's making eye contact? What do you look for?
Well, eye contact is definitely a big thing. I'm
always big. Yeah. Ladies, you know, love that.
I mean, I'm here to talk with everybody, you know. You know, if I meet you and we start talking, you know, I just want to know your history and I'll tell you my history. And it's really cool that everybody's coming here together and you have a national presence and everybody kind of has that same energy. It doesn't matter whether you're a PTA student or a PT student. And it's really cool to see the interaction at this point because we're not really, I haven't done clinicals, we're not out in the clinic yet. You know, I don't really have a professional relationship with a physical therapist as of yet, but it's really cool to just kind of get that communication going at this point.
It's good to see more PTA students coming. It's not the American Physical Therapist Association, it's Physical Therapy Association. You're involved. Glad you're here.
And what I love about this meeting is you aren't segregated. The PTA students and the PT students are all together. You can't even tell. You know, there are no different name badges or anything.
That's true.
It takes you out. So it's wonderful.
Very true.
Excellent. Thanks very much for answering the question there, Mike. So we talked to you. I have no idea how many students there. What were some
probably
themes?
Probably 25.
What were some themes? Well, first of all, I don't know how many. I was not that well spoken about the profession during my first year. They know a lot. Some of those students have been there for 4 or 5 months.
Yes. They're very excited about the profession.
Yeah.
And they know more probably than what they're being taught in school. They're going and getting information.
Right.
So that's a theme that's exciting for me.
What's one or two things you took away from that?
I took away their excitement about the profession, but I also took away their concern about the disrupted health delivery system, and they want to make sure that the APTA recognizes that and is positioning the profession favorably. I heard that from some of the third and second year students.
And why? Because I think they're smart enough to recognize that's where I'm going to be.
Times, they are a change.
They're doing the whole Wayne Gretzky thing. You don't skate to where the puck is.
They are.
Like, where's that puck going to be and where am I going to be?
They don't want to make widgets.
No.
They want to use their brains.
Yeah.
That excites me.
I like that very much. This was fun.
I enjoyed it.
I love the look on that girl's face when you asked her if anybody were in her class was dating. Because for,
like,
for a second there, I thought she was the one. I thought she was going to go, I would never admit to that.
She was not going to out herself, though, was she?
I like that very much. So we're going to cut this up, and we're going to let people hear it across the world. And I'd still love if other people chimed in, if they heard one of the questions that you had asked and felt like answering it. Maybe we can get some of that conversation started on the APTA Facebook page or Twitter feed.
Love it. Yeah.
How they chime in. I like that very much. What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to the PT PAC function.
I know. I've been to one of those. I haven't been to a PAC function at a conference.
Halloween costume.
I know, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. My question for you, because I'm completely covered from head to toe, you've got to find me sometime tonight. You got to figure out which guy I am.
Okay.
Are you going to tip us off of what you're doing? Are you breaking out the Wonder Woman again that you had at Next?
I can't fit it anymore. Wonder Woman hadn't had time to exercise.
Well, I wasn't sure. Can you hold that up? Can you hold? We got a shirt for you in case you didn't have a costume. And this is not bad as last minute. So it's, oh my quad, Becky, look at her squat. Want to thank Arias for dropping that off.
That is awesome.
Perfect. So PAC party tonight, I still like coming to these conferences. I still think they're fun. You see a lot of familiar faces, but then, I mean, so many first year students coming through. It's a big deal.
I met you in person at this conference a year ago.
Yeah.
And it feels like we're old friends.
We're old friends. We text.
Yeah.
Literally, after one of these conferences, I was sitting in class and I've got iMessage up on my computer and I'd ask you a question and you'd text me during class and I'm just sitting there with it up and the girl sitting next to me in class nudges me and goes, did Sharon Dunn just text you? And I was like, yeah. She goes, how'd you do that? And I was like, I said hello at a conference. That's it. And we started talking. That's it.
That's it. But it's a community. It's a family.
Yeah. I appreciate you taking out your valuable time at a conference like this to talk to the students. And
I know
they're really, really excited. That's why they're hanging around here still.
We had a great time.
Yeah. So we'll see you at the PAC event tonight. Hope we can stir some things up there and raise some money for the Political Action Committee.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sharon Dunn, American Physical Therapy Association President.
Thank you.
We're working our brain and our brachioradialis at the same time. This is the PT Pinecast, brewed by Arias PT Staffing. Want a job? Ask Arias. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.